a gallon. And Clark Kendall is the author of Middle Class Millionaire, Surprisingly Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth. Welcome to the program. Happy Tax Day to you, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, Michael, I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you for having me this morning.
I didn't think the words millionaire and middle class went together.
Oh, they do. You'd be surprised how many middle class millionaires there are in our communities.
In the world of sort of political warfare, though, and class warfare, we all say that the middle class is the forgotten people in the middle. They don't get any help from the government, and they're certainly not rich enough to live in a wealthy fashion. Are we or aren't we, and can we?
I think, you know, I'm not going to make a political statement one way or the other, but I do think the difference between middle class and middle class millionaires is middle class millionaires take the time and effort to plan ahead. And most likely they care about others. They care about others because they start saving in a 529 or they start saving in a retirement account to have a better life for them and their spouse. Or they buy life insurance if they should predecease their spouse and children.
So job number one for somebody right now, let's take somebody, probably the kind of person listening to this program who might be, I don't know, let's say 43 years old, male, middle class. Get them somewhere they need to be.
Get them somewhere they need to be. I think first is before you open up your wallet and spend money, is to think about people you care about. Do I have children? Do I care about sending them to college? Do I have a spouse? Should I buy life insurance? Should I start saving in a retirement account? And there are many ways you can do it. And the mechanics are either your company has a 401k, a 403b, IRA accounts. So that's where you need to start. You need to start by thinking about others.
Which would provide guilt, you're saying, basically, if you spend it on, a cup of Big Bucks coffee for $4.50.
That will, I think that's what the conclusion will lead you to, is you forego current consumption on items you don't need. You don't need a big pickup truck, or you don't need the $5, Starbucks cup. You don't need to play golf every single weekend. If you can forego these little bit of things, if you can start saving, a dollar a day. The average American makes about $30 an hour. If you could just save a dollar an hour, not a dollar a day, but a dollar an hour, mm-hmm. That's the way you can progress. Do that for 3 months. Save $2 for the next 6 months. And if you save $3, eventually you're saving 10% of your income. I think that those are small incremental steps, but the most important thing is to have something in your heart that you want to change and make life better for somebody else.
That means you're starting with about $24 a day by my math, which is very fuzzy.
Yeah, it's fuzzy, but it adds up to real money after a while. And, I always like to say nickels makes dimes. Saving nickels makes dimes. Saving dimes makes quarters. After a while, quarters add into dollars, and dollars makes good sense for everybody.
That's cute. Does it make sense when the White House press secretary says that the lawmakers aren't smart enough to even assess Donald Trump's tax returns if he were to release them?
As I said, I live in Washington, and, getting into political one side or the other, we don't make the tax rules. We simply follow the tax rules. And I think, it's a playbook that we've all got to play by. And I think we do have the opportunity to put money aside in pre-tax dollar savings. Because I see many people walk in who are middle-class millionaires who are policemen and firemen and teachers. And because they started saving early and they just started saving modestly and they live within their means. So that is the key to become that middle-class millionaire in our society. Whether you live in Michigan, Florida, California, or Washington, it says nickels and dimes that add up to real money for the middle class.
Are the self-employed in better shape because of the new tax laws?
Well, it really depends. I mean, right now, 44% of Americans don't pay any income tax, and we have many different types of taxes. I mean, we have payroll tax, where we pay Social Security, Medicare tax. We have capital gains tax. We have estate tax. But as far as the income goes, you know, most middle class, you know, up to about $120,000 of earned income are better off under the new tax laws. There's, you know, basically individuals $120,000 to $320,000 of annual income, which I would consider upper middle class or, you know, low upper class, depending upon how you look at it. They're losing some of the state deductions, the ability to write off the state income tax and the state property tax. It's only $10,000.
Okay. Now, the details, where the devil always is in the book Middle Class Millionaire, Surprisingly Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth. And it's written by Clark Kendall, who we just spoke to right now. Thank you very much, sir. You have seen him on all the big shows on CNBC, and he's been in the Washington Post, U.S. News and World Report, and so forth. And he lives in the swamp, Washington, D.C. 15 after the hour, Michael Patrick Shields, radio stations across the state of Michigan. Game of Thrones premiered yesterday on HBO for the final season. Lots of people were talking about that, and the Pistons were blown out in the first